Good morning, y'all. I think my mic is hot enough. The men of valor are preparing to put notes for today's message in your hand, and we will proceed in just a moment. Thank you, praise team. I always enjoy that song when I first heard the Walter Hawkins singers do it, and then Glenn Campbell, I liked it. But one day a few years ago, Lipton was introducing their new green tea. And they had Beyonce, who was not as popular as she is now. Beyonce did this version of Oh Happy Day, and I contacted Lipton and I said, I want it. And they said, you got it. And I came to Brother Richard and Sister Michelle, and they wonderful praise team, and they put it together. There is a tremendous message in the words of that song, and you can almost get carried away with the rhythm and the flow and forget what the message is. It was a happy day when the anointed Redeemer set you free from the curse, from fear, doubt, unbelief, from lack, from all the lies and tricks and schemes of the wicked one. You have been freed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Amen. Praise you,
Father. We're in part four of our series on confession. And it would be impossible for me to adequately express to you in one assembly confession and its importance. But your confession rules you, no matter whether you have a negative or positive confession. What you are saying with your mouth affects the way you see life. And I am excited about this. Last Sunday, I gave you a couple of confessions that if you've been reading those, they will change your perception of you. And there are a couple of more confessions today that we'll make a part of the message. I want to share something with somebody. I have this series, and it's in my library, and I ordered a second copy of it. And it's called Grace Reigns by Joseph Prince. There are 10 CDs in that series. His production staff puts the value at $79. But anyone putting in a $50 more offering today and one of the gold pots will just take that home with you and let it minister to you. And then after you've listened to it four or five times, share it with someone who needs to be set free with a message of grace. The airwaves are filled with prognosticators of gloom and despair, supposedly calling themselves ministers of the gospel. Sometimes I listen to people and I go, I can't believe anyone who knows my God can say these kinds of things. There are only a few ministers that I will listen to anymore because they have not modernized the scripture. They're still dealing with the revelation of our anointed Redeemer and the teachings of the apostles. Joseph Prince is one of those people that I do listen to. One day I came home and my wife said, there's this guy on TV saying the same things you do. And I said, well, I've got to check this out. And I did. And if you don't, you should. God has given him a tremendous message. And I think him and Creflo Dollar get some of my tapes because I will be teaching something. And then I'll turn on the television and they're teaching it. And I go, they must know the same Holy Spirit I know. Confession, part four. There are very few things that will so radically change your life as confession of God's New Testament truth. Are y'all cold or hot? Okay, I'm a little cold, so I didn't know. But then I got a vent right there blowing me in the face. Want to make sure you're comfortable so you don't leave before two. Confession of New Testament Scripture. God's plan for renewing your mind to His truth for all areas of your life. Before the service began today, I was talking to Brother Arthur, and I had another praise report this week of an individual who was in an accident and was in a coma and not given any expectation of recovery. And the family got a CD player and put it in his room, playing scriptures from the New Testament readings day and night. Within 3 days, he came out of the coma. Within 7 days, he was sitting up and talking, and he has been fully restored. Because when you are being bathed with the Word day and night, and Brother Arthur said, yes, when Crystal was born, she was premature. Sierra, and they put a CD player or tape player in her incubator and played the Word continually, and God raised her up, and now she's a member of the military police with the U.S. Air Force and a healthy young lady. Many times I've told people, just put the Word on. Let it play. But they're unconscious. Their spirit man isn't. And it's the spirit man that will transform them, not their brain. But because we are alert and cognizant, our brain needs to be washed. Paul said, now that you become a believer, let this Word be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. By the washing of the Word, the renewing of your mind, when you begin to take the promises of the New Testament, and I've told you before, if you're slow about study and getting it out, there's a book in the bookstore called God's Promises for You. Read it aloud. Let the Word minister to you. God ordained confession as a way to bathe the natural mind so you begin to get the mind of the Spirit. Just like the individual in a coma, the Word playing day and night brought new life to them, awakened within them the power of the Word, and they were raised up. I have a ton of such stories, and I myself can tell you the value of hearing the Word read. Confession of New Covenant truth empowers a believer to become Christ-like in word and in deed. When you start thinking, with His stripes I was healed, you stop thinking, I'm coming down with something. And instead, you praise God that you're coming up with His Word. Repetition is the key to recognition. Well, Pastor, I read the New Testament. That's admirable. But that's not even first base. The Bible says faith comes by, and the Word is a repetitive phrase, hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. Why? Because every day you're bombarded with lies and tricks and schemes of the wicked one. The world system is busy trying to convince you there is no God. Just the very fact of how hard the world is working to convince you that there is no God should let you know there is a God, or they wouldn't be working that hard to try and get me to believe there isn't. There is a God who loves you, a God who has made promises to you, a God who keeps His Word. The Word cannot be broken, but it can be forgotten. That's why you have to continually be refreshed with the Word of God. Confession does not change God. A lot of people think it's a talisman, and all I got to say is, with His stripes I was healed 1,000 times, and God will have to heal me. Well, you don't know God, you don't know the Word, and you don't know what you're talking about. Confession is not to move God, it's to change you. So that you begin to think, I am the healed of the Lord. You don't have to hear the Word say, with His stripes you were healed, that many times until you start going, wait a minute. If I were healed, I is healed. Pastor, that's inarticulate grammar. I don't care. You should get the message. When I was struck down, I can't tell you how many times I used the scripture, and Psalms 107:20 became very precious to me. And Peter 2:24 and Matthew, because Himself bore my infirmity on the tree. If He bore it, I don't have to. And against insurmountable odds, God raised me up. Why? He honors His Word, and His Word in my mouth equals my victory. Confession does not change the problem or situation. How many times do I have to say what God said for it to go away? You can't say it enough times. But if you, after a few times of hearing it, begin to think in line with the promise, where it is, my God supplies all of my needs, with His stripes I was healed, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, I'm able to do exceeding abundant above and beyond all you can ask or comprehend, whatever the promise, you become transformed by hearing that Word until that's the way you begin to think. Confession changes you to see through the eyes of His Word. When I see me healed 2,000 years ago, then I go, body, what's wrong with you? Line up. You were healed 2,000 years ago. It's time to get with the program. And when you start talking to your body, to your finances, they start changing. When you're speaking in the authority of a promise of God. Lou and I have watched God take us from, we'd lost everything. When the financial crisis hit us in the 80s, we had a nice home. I had a collection of guns that went all the way back to Paul Revere. I had jewelry you could weigh on bathroom scales. I had 7 Cadillacs, because you never know what day you want to drive which one. And within a short period of time, it was all gone, and I was riding off from the house on a borrowed bicycle to go and try and borrow a vehicle so we could get around, because we didn't have a working vehicle. And one day I was, you've heard this story, but I'll keep sharing it with you, I was complaining to God about why I've given it all for the ministry. And you hear these words, who asked you to? And you go, that's not what I was wanting to hear. I was wanting you to feel sorry for me and tell me you were going to help me out of my predicament. We were living in a borrowed house because we had to sell our house to cover our bills and the church's bills and to keep everything afloat, I thought. And so I had a friend that had a number of houses, and I asked him if I could use one of them for a while, and ended up in there for 2 years. And one day in the carpet on my face, God took me to Ephesians 3 and reminded me, I'm able to do exceeding abundant above and beyond all you can ask or comprehend. And every time I would give thanks over our meal, every time I would pray aloud, you would hear me say, Father, I thank you that you do exceeding abundant above and beyond all that I can ask or comprehend. Now you got to remember, some days we had to pray that somebody would stop by and bring us groceries, that somebody would stop by and give us some cash so we could buy gas to get to church. But I started with that confession. And within a short period of time, I was able to deposit $70,000 in 1 month, and I've never looked back, and I've never lacked. I'll never be broke another day in my life, because I found out my God will do exceeding abundant above and beyond all that I can ask or comprehend. And I've seen my God supply $100 when I need it, and I've seen him supply $3 billion when I need it. He always finds a way to cover my need, because his word in my mouth equals my victory. Yes. And it's the same for you. The New Testament promises in your mouth empower you to become what they say. The Word of God says, let this mind, or allow, cause this mind to be in you, which is also in the anointed Redeemer. He said, I don't say anything that I haven't heard from the Father. So if he only spoke the word, then that tells you the mind that was in him was to speak what Daddy said. I want that same mind in me, so I speak what Daddy said. And what was repeated by Messiah, by Paul, by Peter, by so many others. His word continually and repeatedly in your mouth renews your mind to his will and purpose, not your disaster, problem, or need. When you think like him, you can act like him. He said, the works that I do shall you do in greater. Well, Pastor, I don't think I could lay hands on the sick. Then you're denying his word that says, hands you shall lay, and well they shall be. I didn't say carte blanche walking down the street laying hands on people, because they have to be in agreement with what you're doing. What you say directly affects how you view things. For the last 15 or so years, I've carried a Spyderco pocket knife. I like that knife. They're not cheap, but they are one of the best. It's the number one knife used by first responders and law enforcement. And I like that knife a lot, but I misplaced it. And I caught myself saying, I lost my knife. And God said, is that your opinion? I have not lost my knife. I misplaced it. And I have an appointment with it. I will find it. Amen. Because I like it. Now, I went out and got a replacement for it till I do find it. And then I'll have two. One for every day and one for Sundays. But just that small mindset change, No, I didn't lose it. I've misplaced it. Because if I lost it, it's gone. If I misplaced it, I can recover it. Become aware of your speech, what you're saying. What you say determines your ability in life. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Faithful to do what he promised he would do. The Amplified translation says, let us seize and hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is reliable and trustworthy and faithful to his word. He is faithful to his word, not to your wants, wishes, and needs. But when you put your wants, wishes, and needs under his word, you can have all things, because all things are possible to them that believe. Profession or confession is repeatedly saying what we believe. I believe I am the healed of the Lord. I believe I'm the blessed of the Lord. I believe I'm the redeemed of the Lord. I believe I can do all things through the anointing that fills me with divine ability. Confession of new covenant promises leads to possession of what was promised. You want health? Begin to confess it. You want wealth? Begin to confess it. You want peace? Begin to confess it. Speak what he said, and your world will change. But first, you have to change before your world can change. Speak the word only, and you shall not only live, but you'll become a source of life for people around you. Your testimony is powerful. And when you're able to tell people what God did in your life, God can take you from wherever you were. I mean, life for you could have been as scary as the south side of Chicago after dark. But when you speak the word, you fear no evil. His word continually in your mouth empowers your future. Church, I want you to have an abundant future. I want you to have everything his word says you can have. I want you to do everything his word says you can do. I want you to become a light that shines in the darkness, that men see your good works and glorify your Father. It all begins with confessing his word. Pastor, how many times do I have to confess it until you start thinking in line with what you're confessing? I did not think I was healed the first time I said it. In fact, the first few times I said with his stripes I was healed, I was trying to convince me that I believed it. But repeatedly decreeing his promises changed the way I think, changed the way I felt. I am the blessed of the Lord. Yes, the next two pages are for priming your pump. If you don't know what the term priming your pump means, it's because you're not old enough. There was a time you didn't have a faucet in multiple rooms of your house. You had one out in the yard. And if it hadn't been used in a few days, the leather suction ring in that pipe would get dry. And if you start pumping it dry, you could rip the leather to pieces and it would no longer suck the water up from the well. So what you did is you kept a jar of water sitting by the well. And you'd lift the pump handle, you'd pour some water in on top of that leather, give it a second to absorb that, then start pumping. But you had to put something in to get something out. If you was real thirsty and you decided just to drink that water, you was in a heap of dry spell. But as long as you primed the pump, you could draw water. Confession primes the pump to draw from the water of his well what he has promised. Confessing the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you start speaking the word repeatedly, the word starts washing your thought life. It starts invigorating your prayer life. It changes your level of expectation. You can prime yourself out of despair by speaking the word, and then the Holy Spirit shows up to confirm that word, and life becomes a different experience. Too many people were saved, but they were never born again. Because saved is rescued from destruction. Born again is being issued into a new level of life. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How do I diligently seek him? By seeking his word. He and his word are one. Confession is another part of meditating on God's word, but you're using the word of God to minister out loud to your soul. The soulish realm needs to be renewed by the washing of the word. So there are confession secrets on this first page. The second page, and don't jump over the first page and go, well, what I really need is the second page. You are someone you know is between blessings of health. And you confess the word of God for healing. Father, I thank you that I am healed according to your word. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs, sicknesses, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. 2,000 years ago. Who him own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Exodus, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Proverbs, my son or daughter, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find it, and health to all their flesh. Keep the word of God on your mouth. These are confessions that will help you usher in your healing. Who forgiveth thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, not some, healeth all thy diseases. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Daddy God, you sent your word and healed me. Therefore, this sickness has no right to be in my body. Sickness, leave me. I serve you eviction notice. I am the healed of the Lord, and you're trespassing on God's property. As you wash yourself with his word, you become empowered by the word to be what it says. Confess your faults one to another, not your sins, your faults. And pray for one another that you might be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I am righteous because of the new birth. My prayer avails much for me, for others. Confessing the word of God for your healing changes your mind to think in line with his promise. And thinking in line with his promise allows you to act on that promise. You no longer are praying, God, heal me. You're decreeing, Father, I thank you, you did heal me. And with the stripes I was made whole. You sent your word. You sent your word and healed me. I take your word to heart. I take your word to mind. I take your word to be my possession. I have ownership of the word of God because you promised it to me. I am the healed of the Lord. I give you these confessions because I want to see you transformed. I want to see you walking in health and wealth and joy and peace. Begin to put these confessions together. Make it a part of your Bible study. Make it a part of your growth routine. The more you speak the word, the more you become the word. And pretty soon people are drawn to you because you're a source that they can depend on. Keep the word in your mouth day and night. Joshua says, and you will make your way prosperous, and you will cause yourself to have good success. I have found that his word in my mouth equals my peace, equals my empowerment, equals my wealth. Sickness cannot hold me captive. Death cannot overtake me. Debt cannot make me its prisoner. I have the word of God in my mouth. And his word in my mouth brings about my level of possession. But Pastor, I just love the Old Testament. I'm glad you do. But it don't belong to you. When my father passed, I immediately went to go through his paperwork because I didn't want the will he had written years ago. I wanted the most current will that said what belonged to everybody. Because if the will said it belonged to them, I saw to it they got it. It was my father's will. This is my father's will. Everything it says I have, I have. Everything that belongs to me, I want to possess. I want to walk in it. I want to talk in it. I want to revel in it. I want to know it in its fullness. Wednesday night, Brother Brad will be back with us. Be here and be blessed by the message God gives him. And by the anointing in which he flows. Then Saturday, be here for worship night. Bask in the presence of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, when the Spirit wasn't moving, they would bring in the psalmist to begin to play. And as they play and worship God, the Spirit would saturate their presence, and they would begin to prophesy and begin to flow with God. God has ordained music not just to get you awake for the sermon, but to bring you into His presence and His presence into you. There will be ministers available to agree with you in prayer for any need in your life. Come standing on a promise of God and let them join with you in agreement on that promise, because agreement expedites possession. There'll be ministers available. They'll be slipping out to be in the front foyer to greet you if you're a guest here today. Spend a few moments with them. There's some refreshments. We just want to say thank you for being here. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Not by smoking, drinking, and saying shaggy darn, but by not taking advantage of what He has provided for you. He provided so many promises because He intended for you to possess them, revel in them, and share them with others. Father God, I thank You for Your word, for it is life to them that find it, and it is medicine to all their flesh. I decree that I pastor the wealthiest group of people in the wealthiest church the world has ever seen. They are blessed of You, in whom You have blessed none can curse. Father, I decree that daily they walk in Your blessings. Your goodness and Your mercy overtakes them, and You show them the goodness of Your counsel and the might of Your ability on their behalf. Father, I praise You for this people. I set Your name upon them and decree they are Yours, and You will keep them until that day. And the people said,
amen.
You're loved, you're blessed. Tell somebody how good looking they are.